got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
VCE exams are going on at the moment, except I'm glad that they're not happening tomorrow. You just mentioned it before, Jess, because yes. I was like, oh, exams over a public holiday, that's not on.
No, so all of Victoria, the exams stop tomorrow for the Melbourne Cup.
Great.
It's the race that stops the exams.
Yep, great, as we all know it.
But Wednesday, the exams pick up again, and legal studies will be in the examination room.
Okay, so every day you and I, we are cramming, helping our VCE students. You might know one, you might be one. If this goes well on the radio, hopefully when you do this exam, it goes well for you in real life.
Yes, that's the plan.
Now, legal studies, I've kept pretty clean from the law my whole
life. Law.
I haven't watched a lot of people learn a lot about law from television series and shows.
Yeah, Suits.
I haven't seen anything.
Law and Order, SVU.
So this could go real bad.
I've tried to keep it really simple, okay?
Okay, you did dog me. What was the exam last week where you asked?
Media.
Media.
And dance.
Mise en scène.
Mise en scène.
Mise en scène. If I hear a mise en scène one more time, Jess, so this okay. Standard, let's keep it nice
let's
and
vague. Let's talk some legal jargon, Tim. What's the difference between criminal law and civil law?
So criminal law, I've stolen a loaf of bread from a bakery, naughty criminal. Civil law is kind of a vibe and it's more to do with engineering and town
hall. I'm going to give you half a point.
I'll take it.
Because criminal law is about punishing people who break the law.
Naughty.
While civil law deals with disagreements between people and organisations.
So is that like a will dispute?
So you've broken the law, you commit crime.
The bread.
That's criminal law. Civil law is, you've taken down my fence, I hate you, I'm going to sue you. Civil law.
I mean, you can sue me, but don't hate me. Cheeks.
Okay, question two. What does an ombudsman do?
That's great. The Fair Work Ombudsman.
Yeah. It's a hard word to say, isn't it?
I feel like we could have picked a better word.
Ombudsman.
Ombudsman. They're like the captain. They're like, hey, guys, let's be fair. Let's in a workplace environment, they're like the work lawyer. They're like,
You know what? I'm going to give you that.
Thank you.
They investigate complaints against government agencies to make sure they're treating people fairly.
Exactly what I said. Yeah. Why are you repeating me?
Okay, question three. This one's pretty simple.
Okay.
What is the highest court in Australia? There's different levels of courts.
Yep. Could you just rattle them off?
Bonus question is how many levels can you name? 1 point for each level you can name.
Great. Family?
No. Family? You think National. Family court is the highest court?
Interstellar. What is it? I don't know.
The High Court.
High Court. That makes so much sense. What about mid court?
Can you name any other?
Mid and lower.
No. Nope.
Okay. Is that it?
I was looking for magistrates.
Okay, cool. Great.
District.
I haven't watched
Supreme.
Underbelly. Sue me.
Federal.
Sorry. Oh, good on you. Are we done?
Wait, we're done.
Thank God. I told you, I don't expect much from me on that. I'm not even embarrassed because it's not like I should
try.
Know. Yeah, I know, but that's exams, baby.
You were the kind of kid that would walk in, put your name on the exam and leave, weren't
no,
you?
No, I would never. I drew pictures.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You know my fiancé, Akshay, is weirdly obsessed with my health.
What do you mean?
Like, in the past...
Yes, the birthday gift, the 30th.
He wanted to buy me for my 30th birthday an IV infusion to, you know, increase my health and well-being and all of that.
And you were very negative. As someone who loves gifts, you were very negative. You're like, this is wasted, this is dumb. And then you ended up in hospital later that year.
I do end up in hospital a lot
every
for
year.
Someone who turns down a lot of these health and wellness
things.
Do
you take care of yourself, mate?
I try to. I think I do.
I don't know if you believe you there. So, okay.
He's got a new obsession that he's wanting to push onto me. And he's pushing this as my Christmas gift this year.
Because you got him a humidifier at the start of the year?
Air purifier.
Is it, how's his... So the household's all about health.
I literally can't tell the difference.
Nice air?
Every now and then, if I burn something in the kitchen... The, you know when you get like a little bit of smoke in the extra smoke in the kitchen if you're like frying something off, the air purifier will just start going ballistic. Like
it'll be like, there's so much work to do here.
Oh my god, there's smoke in the air.
Okay.
Calm down, air purifier.
Okay, so he's about health.
His new obsession, after I was in hospital just a couple of weeks ago for my bowel infection, is that he wants to get my like microbio mapping. I don't really understand what it is. It's basically, I think, a whole bunch of tests done.
Did you get a shirt with that on it? I don't understand it. I hear you say this so much. I don't understand it, but I'm all about it.
It's about like $600 worth of testing. And it's like...
Sounds like a scam, mate.
It's like sounds literally... Like it the screens doctor's practice for like different it. Bacterias and viruses and all of that. And like stuff that would be going on. Because he seems to think that there's more to my bowels than... The doctors found.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. Why would those doctors know at the hospitals? Would you, is it not safer, at least in your case, maybe someone's listening who finds themselves crook once a year in different ways. Is it not safe to just assume you've got it all, got the lot?
Well, this is what I said. I said, why would I waste all that money?
Like, I've probably got bad bacteria everywhere.
When I could spend $600 on a gelato cart for our wedding. If you want to buy me a great Christmas gift, get me something we can use it on our wedding day. And we have been talking about a gelato cart.
No, you don't.
I've been trying to get him over the line.
Confusing, getting your budgets mixed up for Christmas things and wedding things. Keep them separate because at the end of the day, paying off a wedding is different to paying off Christmas. So keep them distinct.
But this is, he wants to spend this for a Christmas present. And I was like, this is a lot to spend at Christmas. Not a lot for the wedding though.
Right.
You could, this I would take that as my Christmas gift. Gelato cut.
Okay. I'm starting to see why he's worried about your health. Because when you say gelato cut, you're not necessarily saying for the guests. You're just saying, we'll have a private room. I'll have as much gelato as I want.
I mean, it's unlimited gelato for an hour, so everyone would be able to enjoy. Okay. I would eat most of it.
My nickname is everyone at the moment. So that'd be great.
It's not the most romantic of Christmas gifts either. Like,
oh, the sex appeal's at an all-time
low. Come here, baby. Let's get you tested. Let's.
Maybe he's sick of going to the hospital with you every year and just sitting in those uncomfortable chairs. And he's like, maybe this. Get a full body scan. Get the lot.
I think I'm going to take him up on the IV infusion.
That's 3 years too late, mate. Yeah. You were in hospital 2 weeks ago. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Will from the newsroom.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, Will. He's coming. He's going to test our news knowledge. It's always good to see Will on a Monday.
Absolutely. Looking good, Will.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
you look as good as well, Tim.
More just saying it's an audio format, so. But thanks, I guess.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio. Oh,
let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, you and me, we have the job of filling in the blanks.
Let's start with the Olympics, which of course isn't until next year. But gold medalist canoer Jess Fox is in the news. What record has she broken or will she be breaking?
Fastest canoe...
No.
Down a river. Okay.
Down a river.
I don't know.
Is it the youngest person to reach like four Olympics or something along those lines?
Well, I'll pay that. She might be.
Fuck
me. But yes, she's the first canoeist or canoeer or whatever you call them for Australia to represent Australia four times.
Great.
Wow.
At Olympic Games when she's in Paris. Paris. Defending that gold medal.
And incredible. Then when she gets out of the canoe, she's on the breakdancing team as well. So she'll do a head spin with the canoe still upside down.
It's like one of those sign spinners, but with her canoe.
With her canoe. I'm not sure that's breakdancing, but I understand what you're trying to say.
Morning TV personalities like Richard Wilkins and Koshy are in the news. Both of them have been regularly targeted by what?
Scammers?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll pay that.
Oh,
done. You'll pay that. Is it you'll pay because it's true?
Are people pretending to be them? Is that what it is?
Well, there's like fake ads or news articles popping up at the moment saying Koshy arrested and it's got his face.
Not Koshy. You're kidding.
Like, it's got his face, you know, in handcuffs.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And, it leads you to click on the link and then you click on another link.
I feel like I've been diddled by one of those kind of things in the past. Mm. So.
Even what?
No, it is. It is a real term.
Okay.
And. You click on it and you go, that can't be right. And then it isn't because it's a scam.
Yep. I might use that term in an upcoming news bulletin. Right. I like it.
Diddled. No, you will not.
And you guys were talking about exams before. The VCAA, the Victorian Curriculum and Assessment Authority, is back in the news. What's happened with the Year 12 VCE Maths Methods exam?
Oh, is this the one where they had incorrect equations in the exam?
Well, yes. Again.
Again?
So this is the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, because this is for... Because that was HSC in New South Wales where there were two wrong. Is this Victoria now?
Well, the first one was Victoria as well for general maths. Now it's math methods.
Apparently, oh, my God.
Apparently, they've repeated a question from a previous exam. Exactly the same.
But they didn't do it. But I guess if you did the practice exams and those kind of things.
Well, exactly, yeah.
2 plus 2 still does equal 4.
Wow.
In maths general. Mm. Well.
Well, what did you get in VCE maths?
I didn't do
you
it.
Know that.
I don't know if you could tell, I didn't do it. Will, you didn't do it. No, do it either, did you? No, Jess, you do maths in Year 12?
I did, yeah. General maths.
Yeah. Generally, yeah. It was fine.
I was just like, maybe I might need this. I didn't. I never needed it.
I was going to say.
I have a calculator on my phone.
Best decision I've ever made.
Isn't it the biggest, because we all definitely went to school in the generation where the teachers would say you're not going to have a calculator on you forever.
Yeah.
Teachers of the 90s, 80s, 2000s must just be rolling over.
Although I tell you what, like trying to do equations for like borrowing a home loan and stuff, like I'm looking at my partner Akshay like, what is this? Explain
well, this
to me.
That's what they should be teaching.
That's what they should be teaching.
I think
who cares about the x-axis?
Yes.
I know so little, I don't understand what you just said. So, thanks, guys.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about hygiene for a moment. Jess, last week on the show, you talked about how you got so much money, you can have 2 showers.
Okay.
Sometimes 3 showers a day. I guess Barwon Water, they must love that time of year, that quarter when they go, oh, we'll hit Jess's house. Here we go, boys. Okay. What do we got coming through? Triple digits for sure.
You know? First of all, I don't have an endless amount of money to pay for water. I'm also very conservative with my water use. Yep. Thank you very much.
You got one of those egg timers from 2007.
I wish I still had my egg timer.
Now, would you say you're a hygienic person? Like when you're in the shower, do you know what to clean? How to
I
clean
like
it?
I like to think so.
All right. Because you talk about your pits and bits as the quick shower.
Yes.
So give us the rundown of like.
Well, there's 3 kinds of showers.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Right.
Them.
So your first one's very basic, right? I'm throwing my hair up into a bun. I'm just literally washing like from my neck down.
So like body wash or soap and you're just going like.
Yep.
Armpits.
Lather.
Front
yes.
bits. Bum
and then
bits,
you've
front
got
bits.
Your hair shower.
Yep.
So I'm gonna do the first shower, but I'm also going to wash my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Wash and condition.
Sure.
And then there's the everything shower where I'm shaving my legs, I'm moisturising after the shower, I'm doing the lot.
Okay.
That's like a special maybe once a week occurrence.
In those 3 showers, is there, so the consistent thing is that it's like armpits and certain parts that you're
yeah.
like, these are getting cleaned every single time.
Sure.
Because I think most people would say, yeah, this is what you need to be doing. Have you heard of the grandma method for cleaning?
What's the grandma method?
So I've been doing into, because you and I don't know why, we talk about hygiene a lot and this is something interesting. And if you're listening right now, you might be showering wrong.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be a good warning. So the grandmother method and hypothesis has to do with a scientist who used his grandma in his thesis. He's like, my grandma always told me to wash and scrub behind these areas.
Right.
But turns out she was actually kind of right. Because do you know what a biome is?
What's a biome?
If you don't like little bugs, don't listen.
Yuck.
So skin biome is the millions and billions of tiny microorganisms that live on your skin.
No, thanks.
But they're there for a good reason. They're keeping you healthy as long as they're looked after. So when you shower, you're actually looking after them and they'll help you be
right.
more
hygienic. So I'm
hygienic.
Scrubbing my pits, but I'm also scrubbing all my little friends.
And they're going, oh, thank you, our leader, our leader. You know, and they're loving it. There are 5 key areas almost, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, can I guess where?
Okay, what do you think
okay,
they
well,
are?
Well, I'm guessing armpits is one of them.
Armpits is in there, yep.
Yep. Is it between the legs, that bit, those
That is
bits?
An essential area.
Behind the ears?
Ears, this is right.
Yeah. Between the toes?
In between the toes, here we go.
I'm trying to think of another crevice. Belly button?
Belly button is there, mate. There is one. So essentially, the grandma always told him to scrub behind your ears, between the toes, in the belly button is the big 3. But then your armpits, your genitals, essentially, which
yep.
is your front and back. And then, apparently, this is a combo meal. He's included them as one. How often are you washing your forearms and your calves?
Oh, yeah, no, nah, not often.
not a lot.
My arms, I will, because like I'm right there. But like calves, only if I'm shaving my legs.
But are you cleaning them before you shave, or are you just putting on that silky stuff to shave your legs?
I put on like a shaving cream.
That's not cleaning.
And then I shave them off, and then I like will rinse it and
with
like,
water
and scrub.
Thank you for acting it out for everyone listening right now. Thank you very, very much. Because, yeah, I thought.
But otherwise, if I'm having like a full body shower, right. I will just kind of let water run down my legs.
That's where the biomes are going, hey, we need help here. Because I wash my forearms a lot. I've been lacking on the calves. But it's because, and it makes sense that I've got nasty calves because I'm a hairy boy.
The moment you start washing behind your ears, you go, wow, why wasn't I doing this?
Yeah.
It's a game
you
changer.
Because you put your finger behind your ear and
you
can feel it. I can just feel it now. I haven't showered properly. Oh, I don't feel good. My biomes are going to be pissed.
Go, quickly do it in the kitchen sink.
All right, see ya. Be back in three.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, we are cramming exams at the moment. VCE exams are going on. IB exams for people maybe at Cadinia International College, Geelong Grammar as well. So it's not just VCE. So some are going on tomorrow as well. But we're cramming and we've already crammed. Earlier today, you tested me on legal studies.
Sure did.
I did real bad.
You got one.
I vibed the answer. I didn't know it. I vibed
and
the
watch
answer.
Watch me vibe the answers to this one.
Now, Jess, I thought I'd give you a softball because I know that your fiance is a trained chemical engineer. So
yes.
The chemistry exam, I thought for you, would be pretty simple.
You would think.
Unofficial question because I've got a couple I've organized. What does a chemical engineer do, Jess?
They chemically engineer products, Tim.
Wow. Your boyfriend, your fiance
He's
must
not a
feel
chemical
very
engineer anymore. He's
respected.
An energy trader.
Okay.
And I don't ask me what that is either.
Okay, Jess, can water stay liquid below 0 degrees Celsius?
No.
Incorrect.
What do you mean?
It can stay liquid. If you apply enough pressure to the water, you can have liquid water several degrees below 0 Celsius. Even if you don't apply pressure, you can still have liquid water at sub-zero temperatures.
It freezes under zero, doesn't it?
No, it freezes at the temperature of just zero, I think, is just like, it's like Hollywood's frozen. It's like, oh, it's 0 degrees, frozen.
That's
Jess,
dumb.
Second question.
Okay.
Can you light a diamond on fire?
Yes.
Yes, you can. How? At what temperature?
A hot one.
A hot one. Okay. Jess, yes.
500 degrees.
No. Diamonds can indeed be set on fire because, Jess, it's made of
coal.
Carbon.
Yes.
And anything that's made of carbon can, of course, burn. Diamonds being 850 degrees Celsius.
Ooh,
Jess,
hot.
Can you define chemistry?
Chemistry is the makeup of our universe.
Okay, I'm going to give that a no. You could have said it is a science that deals with the composition, structure, and properties of substances.
That's
and
what I said.
Of the transformations that they undergo.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay, Jess, two word more questions. Word. There are five basic elements of chemistry. Which of these is not one of them? I'm not going to get you to name them. I'm going to read six out.
All
you
right.
Tell me what it isn't.
Yep.
Organic, analytical, physical, inorganic, theoretical, and biochemistry. What one isn't one
analytical.
Of
analytical.
No.
Damn it.
It is theoretical.
I was trying to read you and not the game.
Yeah, I know. Theoretical wouldn't be an element of chemistry because chemistry deals in
I should have been listening.
Absolutes.
I should have been listening.
And final question five. I thought that you would know this because of your wealth. What is the element for gold on the periodic table?
Is it AU? Not because I have a lot of it. I don't have a lot of money.
That's what someone who's rich would say. You describe, did you, yes or no question, did you or did you not say $20 million was chump change earlier in the show?
I said it was chump change for Mariah Carey, not for me. Not for me.
Interesting.
For me, that's a lot of money.
So unfortunately,
for me, $20 is a lot of money.
If you have someone you know doing the chemistry exam, because we like to use the energy for our cram.
Oh, yeah.
So if you did legal, if you have legal studies and chemistry coming up.
I'm sorry.
We're so sorry.
Wednesday's going to be a bad day for everyone.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess.
show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.